Welcome back and good morning, Albuquerque. This is Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We are your local business advertising resource. We want you to know that we appreciate your time, and we appreciate Rocketbox SEO for sponsoring our show. Rocketbox SEO will do web design and search engine optimization for you. If you don't know what search engine optimization is and you have a website, you really need to give them a call because you could use some help, evidently. Rocketbox SEO, their phone number is 505-453-9595. The way we like to talk about Go Local Boom is that, you know, Go Local Boom is powered by Rocketbox. They really care about our local community, local businesses, and so on. And so they basically buy airtime from the station every week. We give it away to three local businesses for free because we want to help support them. We then create an advertising profile on our GoLocalBoom.com directory, which is geolocated and has only Albuquerque's best local businesses in it. So if you're ever looking for a place to go to coffee with a friend or a client and you want to support local first, pop open the Go Local Boom app and it'll tell you what the nearest local business is to you, right, for any category. Why do we want to do that? Because for every dollar we spend at a big box franchise, 80% of that dollar leaves our economy here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And for every dollar that we spend at a local business, 70% of that dollar stays here. Why is this important? Because we've got streets and schools and other local businesses that need support, and it just helps our city thrive. My co-host today is Patty Farmer. Good morning, Patty. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great. I had a great weekend. You?
I had a pretty good weekend as well. Lots of time spent with family, as you know. Tell everybody what you do, Patty.
So I have a marketing agency that helps people to master, market, and monetize their business, because if you don't know how to monetize and you have a message, it's just a message.
Yes, ma'am, indeed. That is the reason that you are the perfect co-host for the show. Patty helps us by bringing guests on the show every week and helps me present them and introduce them to you. So let's get right into that. Our first guest is Suzanne Bloom, not Susanna.
Right.
Of the PHP People Helping People Agency. Suzanne, how are you today?
I'm doing great.
We really appreciate what you're doing for our community, and we want you to tell everybody about it. So I'm going to give you a minute to tell our listeners what you do.
Okay. So People Helping People, PHP agency, works in financial services. And what we do is we teach people common sense ways to make and save money. That's it in a nutshell.
A lot of people need help with that.
Yes, they do. When we sit down with the client, our services are 100% free. So that distinguishes us from some other companies that will charge $200, $400 to sit down with you just to go over your budget and find out how to make money or save money with what you're doing. We sit down, we look over their budget, give them a snapshot of where their finances are, and find out what their financial goals are. Because if we don't know what their goals are, we have no idea how to get them there, right?
That's super cool. Okay, so after you sit down and do the initial assessment, is there a fee associated with your support?
We have different products, retirement planning products, life insurance, things like that, that we can plug them into if it makes sense for them. And the mm-hmm. client is always the judge of that. That's where the client would pay. Otherwise, it's completely free.
Which is a ton of helpful information, right? Just in the assessment, you can give me a better understanding of what I'm doing from your perspective, because most people really don't understand how money works.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've recently implemented just this year. I've got more money in savings than the average American and I have ever had, because I save 10% of everything I earn. So my wife and I, we put 10% away no matter what. Immediately when it comes into the account, it's moved into another account. And I can't tell you how that couple hundred dollars here and there, right, has gone so far in terms of our security and our comfort.
Yeah, I think that's really great that you say that, because I always tell all my clients from a marketing perspective that 5% of all the money that they bring in needs to go into their marketing budget
right. For
them, so that they have money
right. For
the things that they need. And if they don't use it during the year, at the end of the year, that gives you the opportunity to take those bigger expenses that you have, and
yep.
you have that money there. So I think that's really important.
Yep, or dividend split. Those are bonuses between partners if you guys have done a great job and your marketing has gotten you a good return on investment. But again, most people don't create a budget for their homes or for their businesses. They just go about it, you know, with whatever's coming in, most of the time living beyond our means, right? And
right.
And are always a little bit stretched thin or scared. So,
right.
Suzanne, now that you've told us what you do, tell everybody how they can reach you if they need your help.
So you can reach me at 505-620-9605, or you can email me at sbloom.php@gmail.com.
Wonderful. Okay, cool. So tell us about how you got into this, because you are not you're not affiliated with one of these large financial planning organizations, right?
Right. A friend introduced me to it. I met her at a party, and I asked her what she did. She said she did financial services. At that point, I was working at another business, and she sat down and told me about what she does, how she does it, and how it's different from what other people are doing, I had to be part of it. I know from my position, we had hired a financial advisor with a big firm, mm-hmm. and he had given us some really bad advice, my mm-hmm. parents and for me. And we lost a lot of money through that. My parents, this was 1996 when we hired him. They were projected to retire with $2 million. They retired in September of 2016 with $200,000.
Wow. That's unfortunate.
Right. And it's a lack of education. We didn't know what to do. So we were looking for an expert, and we turned over our power, our trust to someone. And, what we do at PHP is teach people to keep that power. Mm-hmm. Knowledge is power.
Well, and unfortunately, I have an analogy here is, they always say doctors are practicing medicine, right? With every patient, they learn a little bit more about how this thing works or this thing
that's
should
scary.
Be treated, right?
Right.
Yeah. But they always say the doctor's practicing medicine. And that's the truth. I've been, my wife is very sick and we've been through this, right? I know many people who have worked with a financial planner who was practicing how right. to manage finances and manage money and learning as they went. And they either, maybe it's not, malfeasance on the part of the person who's managing your money. Maybe they just don't know any
right.
better, And so it's really, it's important to be very selective about the person that you work with.
I think so too. And I think one of the things that I love about working with Suzanne is I like working with people who are entrepreneurs themselves.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you can get information from professors, right, who are teaching theory, right? They're not really doing it. I really prefer to work with people who are in the entrepreneur space so they understand what I am going through, how I make mm-hmm. my money. Sometimes not everybody, if you're an entrepreneur, you're not getting a regular paycheck on Friday.
Right.
So you really need somebody who can do that. And one of the things that I personally really loved is I've seen her work some magic with people that I have referred to her mm-hmm. on how to negotiate debt and how to negotiate student loans.
Mm-hmm.
So not just help them pay them off, but really how do you negotiate that? And having somebody in your corner that can do that, I think is key.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. The thing that I love the most about what you're describing mm-hmm. that you do for a living is that your main focus is helping people, right?
Right.
Working with people who need service and need a person that they can trust,
Right.
So tell us about what that process looks like. Where do you get, how do people find you normally? And what is the first phase of that look like?
People find me from all kinds of different ways. I mean, I meet people all the time, and I'm always talking about what we do, how can I help you? And it's a quick conversation usually with someone just to find out, is there some way that I can plug in and help you with your goals, to reach your goals?
That's pretty groovy. And then the second phase, once they decide, we went through the assessment, we really need your help, what's the average lifetime of that client?
Forever. We'll
yeah.
follow them all the way through, whatever they need. We'll follow up with within 3 months. Is everything okay? What can we do differently? Do you have a new goal that mm-hmm. we need to plan for? So 3 months, every 3 months looking at things, because people's lives tend to change with about every 3 to 6 months.
How difficult is it for the average person to maintain a budget once you help them really understand what their situation is?
Actually, the clients that we serve right now, it hasn't been difficult at all. It's putting together that financial puzzle. Most of the time when I meet with a client, they're so overwhelmed. They're just spending money here and there and barely surviving.
Mm-hmm.
But when we can put together the picture, they realize, oh, I do have some discretionary income that I can put together in savings. Or maybe I shouldn't buy that $5 cup of coffee. I can put that into savings. So we're teaching people to start with wherever they are, from the bottom all the way up to the top.
That's a really good perspective.
I love the fact that one of the things that I think is really great, and I think it's so important nowadays, is it's really relationship built, and we all know how important that is, right?
Right.
And it's education. And I really think that whenever you build a relationship with somebody, so it's not like I sold you a product or a service and then you never see me again, so it's transactional. I really love that it's relationship based and educational, because I know with my background in finance, it's really important to know how people are doing it, right? And what to do.
Okay, so we got a couple of minutes left before we plug Suzanne's contact information one more time. You guys have a project that you're working on that you want everybody to know about.
Oh, yes. I'm really excited about that. So I asked Suzanne if she wanted to collaborate with me, and we are going to be doing a workshop in August called Now Money Now and More Money Later. So we can come in and help you right now and help you to make more money later. So Now Money Now, More Money Later. It'll be in August. Date's not been set yet, but we'll make sure that we post it on Go Local Boom.
Well, we're partnering with some chambers of commerce so that Rocketbox SEO and Go Local Boom can do some of those types of workshops for the local businesses. So we should talk about how we can collaborate on that, because I love the idea of a bunch of businesses and individuals coming together in the same place to learn how to better take care of themselves and to connect with the right resources, build relationships with people who can really secure your business. So So Mike says we got a couple of minutes left. I want to be sure that we talk about any community groups or nonprofits that you like to support, because you guys are pretty philanthropically inclined.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's on the leadership team with me at WIN. We love doing that. I love doing things with Suzanne. She's
oh yeah,
amazing.
That's the perfect fit. Tell everybody about WIN. That'll be enough time.
WIN stands for Women's Investment Network,
mm-hmm.
and it's a group that meets every month, and we bring speakers in just to talk about different aspects of life, community, business, life.
Yeah, I can see how you would be a perfect fit for that organization. Who was it that was in here?
Susan
Swafford. Yeah, I love what you guys do over there. Good work. So I assume that you're involved with other business chambers of commerce, maybe the Polka Dot Powerhouse and other groups in the community as well.
Right. Yeah, we are involved with those groups, and we put on some other events ourselves. In October, we support Breast Cancer Awareness Month and do some fundraisers for that. November, we support Carrie Tingley Hospital, and we do a party, basically, and raise funds as well as toys for the Carrie Tingley Toys for, I forget what they call it, Toys for Tingley program.
Please make sure that when you guys have anything like that going on, tag Go Local Boom so that we can help promote
Fantastic.
It to our listeners as well. Tell everybody how they can reach you once again.
You can reach me at 505-620-9605 and also at my email, sbloom.php@gmail.com.
Suzanne Bloom, People Helping People Agency. We really appreciate you spending some time with us this morning and talking to folks about what you do. Folks, give her a call at 505-620-9605 if you want to get involved and have her help. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. Coming right up, we've got another local nonprofit, I believe. United Way coming in. Go Local Boom is back on 1050 KTBL. We want to thank our sponsor, Rocketbox SEO. If you guys need help with your website, you should check them out. 505-453-9595. If somebody searches for what you do and you don't pop up first in Google, you need some help. Best means of advertising that you can buy. That's all I have to say about that.
And you said it so well.
What do you think about that, Patty?
I think it's really great. And if you need some advice or you need some guidance on how you should be marketing to get the most bang for your buck, you might want to call me at Patty Farmer and 972-603-8209.
PattyFarmer.com. Patty is my wonderful co-host and partner in crime when it comes to a lot of this stuff that we do to help businesses. Go Local Boom, Albuquerque's only free advertising directory, is here to promote local businesses, community groups, nonprofits, everything that makes Albuquerque great. So we appreciate you spending time with us this morning to talk to our next guest. Angelo Gonzalez is the executive director for the program at United Way called Mission Graduate. They've got Graduate ABQ initiative that they really want to talk about, and I love this subject because I'm very interested in self-education.
Absolutely.
I've got a seventh grade education. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But in any case, Angelo, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for being here. Okay, we love United Way because although United Way is not exactly a local organization, they support dozens of local nonprofits. And we believe that what Albuquerque what Albuquerque really is has everything to do with the people in its community and the people that run its nonprofits. I was interested recently by a statistic that I heard. Albuquerque has more 501c3 nonprofits than any other state in the union. Did you know that?
I did not know that, actually.
Wow, I didn't either.
There are a ton, and people always ask, why do you think that is? I think it's because our economy isn't especially super, right? And if you're not going to make a lot of money, then you better do something that you love, you know? And we have founded a ton of nonprofits here in our community to help people in need and so on. So, Angelo, tell us about this Mission Graduate program over at United Way. And then, of course, we'll talk about what the Graduate ABQ initiative is.
Absolutely. So United Way actually is a local organization. We've been here since the 40s. We serve a four-county region here in central New Mexico, Bernalillo, Sandoval, Torrance, and Valencia. And several years ago, we got started a new initiative called Mission Graduate. The one thing to remember about us is our goal. We're trying to graduate 60,000 more people with college degrees and certificates by the year 2020.
Wow.
So we're an initiative of United Way, but the way we accomplish our work is we bring partners together from across our community. We have five superintendents now involved in our leadership group known as the Vision Council.
So how does a superintendent gear up for the leadership council? What is their role?
Well, their role actually is we work closely with their staff. So we've got projects underway along that K-12 education continuum. Actually, just this week, we're doing an event out in Rio Rancho Public Schools called the Summer Teacher Academy. We're working with about 50 teachers for a week-long professional development experience. That's all about helping to bring real world applications of math into the classroom.
Sweet.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet.
Yeah, that's really cool. Do you guys work with the Rio Rancho Education Foundation?
I can't say that we're working directly with that foundation.
Yeah, you might want to consider. They basically, their whole job, they're parents and teachers that have gotten together to form this collaboration of people that are raising money for elementary through high school for the classrooms that don't have the gear, the equipment, the supplies that they really need to teach the curriculum and do the projects that they would want to. Because their budget wouldn't allow them to, or because the teacher couldn't afford it, because we all know a lot of teachers, you know, buy supplies out of their pocket so that they give their students the experience that they want. Well, the Rio Rancho Education Foundation is just a bunch of parents and teachers that raise money to be able to grant these teachers the projects and the supplies that they need.
Sounds like a great organization.
Great collaboration. Yeah. We love to collaborate and introduce, right, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They've been on the show before and they do a good job. So in any case, Rio Rancho Education Foundation.
I mean, it's just one example of our work, but we're doing work with Albuquerque Public Schools, doing some career exploration work out in the South Valley schools. We've got a big attendance campaign that we're working with multiple school districts on. And the whole purpose of working with the school districts is really improving our high school graduation rates, because that's a first step toward getting more people enrolled in college and ultimately helping them complete certificates and degrees.
Yeah, Albuquerque is well renowned for being the highest in the categories that you don't want to rank in and the lowest in the categories that you do want to rank in. But we're working on changing that now. So do you know some of those statistics? What are the high school graduation rates for Albuquerque?
So for our four-county region, our high school graduation rate, we actually look at all the school districts combined across our four counties. And I believe our latest data report had us around 67%, which is well below the national average. We still have a long way to go. But I will say one of the bright spots in our community that we've reported on is our post-secondary, our colleges, community college and university systems, are actually doing a great job increasing their graduation rates.
Wonderful.
We've seen pretty steady gains over the past 7 years or so.
So do you find that if you are helping them to get an education for college, if they haven't graduated high school yet, will you help them to achieve that first so that they can, whether it's a GED or whatever that may be, so that they can go on with this?
Yeah, so we like to talk about basically two big populations that we want to work with. Those who are still in the system, and our task is to try to get them to graduate high school and consider going on, taking that next step, pursuing a college education. But then there's everyone else, right? People who maybe they dropped out of high school and they didn't finish that diploma, or maybe they finished high school and never took the next step, or maybe they started college and never finished. We call those non-traditional pathways, right? We want to get people onto a path to further their education. And actually, that's the vast majority of people in our community is potentially following non-traditional pathways to extend their education.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what this new initiative, Graduate ABQ, is about. We want to help you. So if you actually are an adult in our community, and we're particularly interested in those who finished high school and maybe never took the next step and want to consider pursuing post-secondary education. But we'll work with anyone. So if you...
Maybe before the lottery scholarship was a thing, or like a lot of people do, they're going to take a year off after high school. As long as they register for college within the year after high school, then they're eligible for the lottery scholarship now. But some people, life happens, and they don't ever enroll in school. They get a job, they have a family, whatever that may be, and they don't continue their education, which can be critical and valuable in some instances. It means the difference of, you know, tremendous, you know, income and revenue for your family, security, stability, and so on. And of course, who doesn't like to learn?
Well, and you're making the case for us, because one of the things we know is if you go back to school, if you pursue post-secondary education, let's say you earn a certificate or a degree, you're more likely, you're going to make more money over the course of your lifetime. You're going to be less likely to be unemployed over the course of your lifetime. And of course, those gains then accrue to our community as a whole. So as our community becomes more educated, we become a lot more attractive to businesses that are looking here. We also are able to better meet the needs of our local workforce.
So that's actually helping in our economic development in Albuquerque as well, when other companies are looking at coming here and, you know, we're vying against other places about bringing in businesses here. So that helps us to get more jobs for the people that are coming out of school. So now we can actually place them in jobs too.
Yeah, I'm really proud of our community. We're taking a lot of initiatives to make some steps forward in terms of education. For example, CNM, or the Anderson School of Business, is building the tech rainforest, the entrepreneur rainforest, right? They're creating an epicenter here downtown where anybody who wants to be an entrepreneur, start a business, create technology, you know, secure a patent, they are essentially setting them up for success to work for themselves and create their own business, because we know that small business is what stimulates the economy, not just here, but everywhere. So those who are really inclined to do that and take that initiative, they have a path to their success and the resources to support them. And now United Way is coming with this Graduate ABQ initiative, or this Mission Graduate initiative, and telling people maybe you didn't have the right path at the time to get a college degree, but here we're going to provide you resources to set you up.
Yeah, and so it's actually very simple, and one of the things we encourage people to do is go to our website, graduateabq.org, and sign up. And what Graduate ABQ is, it's basically a personalized coaching system.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I have a person that's working down, a staff member, his name's Dan. He's working over at Workforce Connection, which is a great place, actually, if you've never been there. It's, people think of it as the place maybe where you can get your unemployment benefits, but they have a range of services there. And one of the things people don't realize is there are actually some of the programs that they administer, that they provide support for, can actually pay for your education.
Yep.
Wow.
So one of the benefits...
They've got a ton of programs there. Initiative for small businesses that if you need help to grow and you can't afford to hire more people based upon the budget that you're at, they'll fund up to 90% of this person's salary to bring them on as long as this person can help increase the size of your company and you plan to hire them permanently. So they'll pay for a new staff member, a new director level position or entry level position for a year, so that your business can grow if you can't afford it and you know you need to.
See, so Albuquerque does have some really, really great ways. I mean, in 1 Million Cups, right, they do the startups pitch. So we have a lot of things that help people here. It is just amazing to me that that we still have so much farther to go.
Yeah. We got a long way to go. So graduateabq.org, what can we find on the website?
So the website is simply a contact form, and the reason we did that, it's very intentional. We want to actually encourage you to give us your contact info. You'll get a call back within 48 hours, because it all starts with a conversation. And one of the biggest barriers we know about is that navigating all of these resources can be very overwhelming. And so we don't want to have a lengthy website.
It's scary.
That you get lost in.
Right? Well, we didn't do it in the first place for whatever our personal reasons are, and most of them are rooted in fear. You know, there's discomfort sitting in a classroom setting, absolutely, going back to school after not having been in school for so long. It can be really intimidating. So this coaching protocol, you know, really eases the resistance to my getting back into an education.
Exactly. Plus, you have the information now that you're contacting them. People who come to your site and try to navigate it, if there's lots of information and leave, you never have a way to go back in and to be able to talk to them. This way, the way you guys have set it up, gives you the opportunity to have that conversation, and that's where the magic happens, right?
Absolutely, and we want to get to know you as well, because it's only through getting to know someone that we can actually help customize the kind of support that you're going to need to be able to take that next step.
Wonderful. Okay, tell us what else we need to know with the last couple of minutes that we have left in the interview. If there's one thing you wanted to tell our listeners about this program, what would it be?
Well, there's two things. So one of them is just, a lot of people don't realize this, but the workforce is changing pretty significantly. About 65% of jobs by the year 2020 are going to require some form of college education. Anything post-high school. That can be a certificate, a degree. And so increasingly, to be able to get into the workforce, you're going to need this education. Second thing is, we're here to help. So again, that website is graduateabq.org, and it all starts with giving just filling out a simple contact form. We'll get back in touch with you, and it starts with a conversation. And we'll help you figure out how you can get on the path to pursue that career objective you have and really chart out a course through post-secondary education to get there.
I love this initiative. Like I said, school wasn't a huge priority for me. I started my first business before I was old enough to drink. Never really enjoyed school very much. I went back and got my diploma on a bet. Passed it without taking any studying. It was really interesting. Albuquerque Job Corps Center is the one that provided me the resources to get my diploma, but there are a lot of programs out there for people who want to get a better education. This is one of them.
And the great thing is our institutions of higher education, our colleges and universities locally, they have great programs. So maybe your experience wasn't great in high school or middle school, but there's a program out there for you.
Yep.
There's trades, there's all sorts of cool programs, and so we want you to consider taking that next step.
Angelo Gonzalez, Executive Director, Mission Graduate at United Way, graduateabq.org if you want to reach out to them and need their support. Angelo, thanks for what you're doing in our community, and we appreciate you spending time with us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We're very excited to share one of our favorite local businesses with you. They've been doing so much business in Albuquerque for so many years. Carol Petronovic, did I pronounce your last name properly?
It's very close. It's Petronovic.
Petronovic.
They usually just say Carol P. That's easy.
Carol P. Well, I know a Carol Pavlotis, so that wouldn't work.
No.
Because we call her Carol P.
Okay.
So, Computer Corner. Tell us about Computer Corner, because you guys have such a long and robust history here in Albuquerque.
Thank you. Well, my husband, Joe, and I started Computer Corner in 1983. I like to tell people I was 4 years old when I started the business, but that's actually not true. I have a lot of business experience before starting Computer Corner, and we've moved around a lot. But now we are in a brand new location. We've been there for about 2 months, and that is at 3101 Manal Northeast, and that's two blocks west of Carlisle on Manal, and it's fantastic. Our customers have been so good to us that, you know, they followed us. We've got this state and local government, and we've got home users and business users, and they followed us to this great new location that we have.
It's not a bad location in terms of geography. It's right off the freeway if you need to come from, you know, north, south, east, or west, but it's right there in the heart of the business community. Great coffee shop and other resources nearby. So, yeah.
Close to the mall.
Yeah, close to the mall. A lot of good things over there. So I'm glad that you guys move. You feel like it's been a success for you.
It's been fantastic. We have an expanded showroom, and it's all modernized. I got to say, it's boutique-y, but it's big.
Mm-hmm.
And we have just really special products, very high quality, but affordable products as well. And so we expanded the showroom, and we expanded our training center. So we do training as well. So we're this full-service computer center. So we offer service, training, and sales.
So this is super cool. If nobody has heard of Computer Corner, I'd be surprised, because you guys have been advertising. Well, you're new to Albuquerque.
I know, and I'm like, what does she do?
Yeah, they do a great job. They've been in business for, what, over 30 years now,
34.
Right? And you've been advertising with Cumulus Group of Stations for
probably 30 years.
For so many years. You guys have your own radio show on this block of stations. But I really want people to understand not how much effort you've made to create brand integrity for yourself by doing a good job for your customers and advertising with the community resources, but also what is it that sets you apart from the other guys? So say if I wanted to buy a computer somewhere else, why would I want to consider you first?
Well, first of all, we have, it's not a huge team, but it's a big enough team that we have a lot of experts on our team to take care of you. So
just in the purchase of the device itself.
The device, but we also service all kinds of brands. We even service Macs, and we're starting to work on iDevices and things like that. So we have our service department actually comprises half of our company, and we do a lot of service. We have service contracts with numerous businesses and things like that. So we do service, but the training part too. If you combine the sales part, you know, it's computers, obviously, but everything you can imagine. If you actually look at all the products that we offer over 400 400,000 different computer and electronic products. Now, I don't stock all of those, obviously, but...
So how does that work? If you offer that many, but you don't have room for them all in your warehouse, essentially you keep an online inventory.
Right. So special orders are fine for us, but we do stock several hundred thousand dollars worth of inventory at any one time, and so we do have some of our favorite products in stock for anyone right away. But the combination of service and sales and training, that's unique. And we call ourselves high tech with the human touch because we're not out there on the internet. And if you want service for your computer, yes, you can jump out there on the web and contact one of those places and somebody that you've never heard of or seen before is having remote access to your computer. I'm not comfortable with that, even being in the computer business. We provide remote access, but you know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get remote access and remote service from Computer Corner, but you can also come see us. And a friend of mine used to say, I like it buying from you, Carol, because I know whose neck to put my hands around. But not because they were unhappy, but that's a little joke.
Well, no, it's that people don't understand the way the software or their tools work for them. They know that they need them, but they probably understand, a percentage of its functionality and how
right.
to do each of those things, right? That's why we've got IT people on our team to tell us how these things work, because
sure.
not everybody is as tech savvy. So it's more that they trust you to help them understand what they need to do, not that they want to, that you did something wrong.
Right, exactly. And of course, if they come into our service department and we do some work for them and they want more information or more, let's say, hand-holding, before they go home or before they go back to their business, we sit down with them and we give them that extra care. And we never just abandon people. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think from a training point of view, I think that's really powerful because I don't know about you, but at least the last 8 out of 10 products that I bought in the tech world don't even come with manuals anymore. You have to go
right.
download them. They don't even
right.
like give you that information. We used to complain that they came in, 15 different languages.
Sure.
Now they don't give it to you at all, right? And you have to do it. So what you're
sure.
saying is that you will train us on the device that we buy from you?
Absolutely.
You don't get that anymore.
So what do you do if you go buy a Windows 10 device someplace else? And you don't even really know how to get on the internet because you don't know how to use Windows 10 and you don't have a manual.
Throw it away.
Well, you go back and you take it back and you come to Computer Corner. But no. So if you want training, you can still get a Windows 7 desktop or laptop computer at Computer Corner if you'd like to stay with Windows 7. That's going to be supported.
My husband's going to love you.
Good. Until the year 2020, Windows 7 will be supported by Microsoft. But if you want to go into Windows 10, you can do that. And we have a 2-hour Windows 10 class that we offer periodically. It's usually once a month. So that sells for $39, very affordable. And we also do personal tutoring. So our instructor has over 30 years of experience just with teaching computer products. And he can either come to your home or business. He's gone up to Santa Fe to do classes for the state of New Mexico. He goes to people's businesses and trains 2 or 3 people at a time. And he does a lot of one-on-one tutoring, especially when somebody wants to get a project done. If they've got this PowerPoint presentation they need to do next week in front of the Chamber of Commerce or something like that, and they just don't know how to get it accomplished, he can sit there, teach them PowerPoint while they're getting their project done, and they'll be a pretty good expert at PowerPoint and also have a great presentation by the end.
I love that. And did you say that, yes, you do work with Mac products?
We service Mac products. We don't do Mac training at this time, but we do service Mac products. And in that respect, when we service them, if somebody needs a little bit extra support after they've gotten that service, my technicians are able to sit with them and give them that extra care.
Nice.
We just had to convert to everything Apple at the office. I was a Droid guy. I'm an SEO guy. Google is my friend. But all of the rest of our equipment and devices for my entire team, everybody else is on Mac and Apple. So this new phone that we're using to time the show right now is my first iPhone, and I resisted it for so many years.
My husband, too.
But I can tell you that Mac has literally revolutionized my life. The way that I'm able to work and provide services to my clients is significantly enhanced by using these
tools. I think that's crazy too, but I just finally got a new MacBook, right? Mm-hmm. All my devices handheld.
Mm-hmm.
have always been Apple, mm-hmm. but my laptop was not. And I just made the decision to go over, and I wanted to throw it through the window a few times, but slowly as I'm doing it. And, you know, they say go to the Genius Bar, but they're too busy. I need another genius.
It always takes a little bit of time to adjust to a new tool, but you got it for a reason, right? And so give yourself a little bit of time to learn, and once you do, you'll appreciate it, I'm sure.
Helping me not get Alzheimer's, that's what I'm saying.
So based on what you said, I just want to reiterate about the Windows side, that Computer Corner does all the Windows training with the clients, and that's what we sell, even though we do service Macs. That's what we do focus on is the Windows.
Well, what about they have a whole version of, like, I know for me that even when I switched over to Mac, I absolutely use Office for Mac, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I still use all the Windows products. I just use the Mac version of them.
Sure. And places, software publishers like Microsoft, they pretty much have to have products that work cross-platform without much difficulty. Some of the other products out there, though, more specialized, you might find only work on Windows or Linux, for that matter, something else.
So how did you guys get into doing what you're doing?
Well, my husband actually he used to build TVs long, long ago. And he's always been a tinkerer. He's held patents for various different things. And one day he got this catalog from the company he would buy the TV parts from, and they had a little computer in there. And this is before DOS was even out, or Windows. There was no such thing. So he built this computer based on an operating system called CPM, and it had no hard drive. It had, 8-inch floppy drives? Two, because there was a boot drive, and then there was your data drive. And that was it, floppy drives. And so he built one of those, and we both worked in a manufacturing company that was going out of business. And I started writing resumes for the people who were getting laid off, and we used this big, huge printer that rattled the whole house to print resumes on the fly. And people were like, I don't have to use a typewriter? How do you do this? I want one of those. And of course, my husband started building one of those for other people.
This is such a great story.
This is a phenomenal story. We, you know, when we were just talking with United Way, one of the things I think is funny when they were talking about people going back to school, and I was thinking to myself how I have a degree in computer science, but I don't think anybody really cares about Lotus 1-2-3 or floppy drives anymore, right?
Right. So what's that, you know?
Yeah.
So eventually, I was still working full-time, but my husband quit, and he just started doing this as a hobby. And eventually, I came home one day, and he was soldering components on my hardwood dining room table. And I said, we have to open a business. And so sometimes I say Computer Corner is his fault because of that. But most of the time I say Computer Corner was my idea.
And he loves it. I've spoken to him many times when we have questions about systems for the business. And he's always willing to lend a hand. And he is so local business focused. He is not ashamed to tell you should come here first, shouldn't go to the other place, and here's the reasons why. We actually care about you, and we make sure that we give you, you know, the best information, because, you know, those other guys, those big box retailers that have a ton of inventory and a ton of distributors and so on, you know, they get a commission for the sale.
Right.
You know, they everything.
As soon as you're out the door.
Yeah.
So I have one more thing I need to add to this, and that's that right now we have a tax holiday sale going on. You can pre-order a computer right now and be tax-free at Computer Corner. The tax holiday is actually August 4th and 5th, but you could save up to $75 in tax on a computer, or up to $35 on a printer or monitor or something else. This is a great time to support all local businesses, but you can, all back to school products are on sale, clothes and shoes and everything, but you can save the most on computers. And we have some great specials, just computers, laptops starting at $329 for HP.
I just realized it's been a year since you were on this show the first time, because that was the conversation we had last time you were here. Congratulations. We're approaching our 1-year anniversary with Go Local Boom. Or maybe we already passed it. We didn't realize.
Happy anniversary.
Carol, thanks so much for what you guys do. We got a few seconds left. If you want to let everybody know how they can reach you now that you've got them excited about working with you.
You can go to our website at www.compcorner.com, which is compcorner.com. Visit us at our store, our new location.
New location.
3101 Manal Northeast, 2 blocks west of Carlisle on Manal. And email us. You can email me personally if you'd like. It's Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, at comp. computercorner.com.
Carol Petronovich, Computer Corner Albuquerque, congratulations on your new location.
Thank you.
And thank you for spending time with us this morning.
Thank you for having me on your show.
You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. We'll be right back with your wrap-up. Welcome back to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL. This is your community wrap-up. My co-host, Patty Farmer, had to take off. She had an appointment with a client. She's a marketing genius, and she needs to help them grow their business, so she's heading to Rio Rancho. We really appreciate you spending time with us this morning. Typically, in the wrap-up, we just go through the clients that have been involved, that have been on the air talking about their businesses for a few minutes. But first, I want to go over the Go Local Boom block of services. So if you guys are still on the air with us right now and you appreciate what it is that we're doing, I want you to know that you should check out the website golocalboom.com. It's a local business directory. So basically, if you're looking for a local business to support, any service that you can imagine that you may need for your home, your vehicle, your business, your personal taste, check out golocalboom.com. There's advertising profiles for all of the businesses that have been on here and dozens more that have not yet made it on the show. Each of the interviews that we have recorded with local businesses, there's copies of those up there as well. So Go Local Boom is a great place to check out, get an understanding of who you're getting into business with. If you're looking for a landscaper or you're looking for a local restaurant or something to that effect, you can check out Go Local Boom and see their interview there. Listen to, just go ahead and click it there. It lives there. Listen to who they are and what they are about, and you may get a good understanding of how awesome they are and why you want to give them your money rather than, you know, pay another vendor. Of course, you should always look online for local businesses that you're attempting to check out. So just search, you know, local landscaping company Albuquerque or something to that effect. And the ones that pop up there in Google have, you know, great search engine optimization. Google has determined that those people are the best at what they do. And there are many different factors in what makes that website show up before another website. And Google algorithm is always ever advancing and changing and attempting to find the most qualified businesses that they want to introduce you to, because if you get a good lead and a good referral from Google, you make a good connection with a business that does a great job for you, then Google appreciates the fact that you understand they are the resource for you. And if I have a bad experience with a business I find somewhere online, then I'm going to blame it on that search engine. But I've never had that experience with Google. All of the businesses that are ranked top in Google do a great job when you call them to come out. And then, of course, we promote these businesses on social media. So when they're in here, we take a couple of pictures of them. We take group photos together. We let you know who they are and what to look forward to. So if you're listening to the show today, you can check out our Facebook page, Go Local Boom on Facebook, and you'll see, again, pictures and descriptions of each of the business's services. And you might want to follow our page for anything great that's going on in the community. A lot of times we post images and post links for events and, you know, community fundraisers or different business resources that you might really benefit from. So check us out on Facebook as well, golocalboom.com. And then, of course, every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., you can listen to Go Local Boom Radio, where we interview three different businesses for a few minutes each, about 15 minutes each. They come in and tell us about what they do and what specials they have going on and that kind of thing, what events they're supporting. So today was a really good day. We started with the People Helping People organization. Suzanne does a great job doing free financial consulting and coaching with people, a free assessment, gets a good snapshot of where you're at with your budget and your finances, and tries to help you understand how you can do better. Of course, Mission Graduate or Graduate ABQ initiative here. Angelo Gonzalez is the executive director for Mission Graduate at United Way of Central New Mexico. They are really looking for people who either didn't graduate college, who started and didn't finish, were not interested then but are interested now. They've got a ton of resources and support for you to get in there, finish a degree, or get started on a degree that you never got to when you were younger. Ton of other great resources. So graduateabq.org is is the website for them. And then, of course, our good old friends at Computer Corner, Carol Petronovich. She's the president. Her and her husband founded this organization over 30 years ago, and they've been doing a great job for local businesses ever since. They just moved into a new location at 3101 Manal, right there by Napoli Coffee, however you tomato, tomato, the name of that joint. Napoli Coffee just moved there from where they were. They were right around the corner just recently as well. So a couple of new business locations for these businesses that have been in town and do a great job for quite some time. Give Computer a call at 881-1300 or compcorner.com, compcorner.com. All right, folks, we want to thank our sponsor, Rocketbox SEO. They provide web design and search engine optimization for local businesses. If you don't know what SEO is and you have a website, you've got a business, you're in trouble, you need some help. If anything, they will just explain search engine optimization to you and how it can benefit your business. Like I said, you want to be found first in Google, and 1,000 people or more every month are looking for what you do. They're just not finding you. Give them a call at 505-453-9595. Go Local Boom is powered by Rocketbox SEO. These guys buy airtime from the station and give it away to local businesses. They need your support. Thank you for spending so much time with us this morning. My name is Sean Baccaccini. I am your host. You are listening to Go Local Boom on 1050 KTBL, and we will see you next week.